早晨好。
Good morning.
早上好。
It's great to see you all here once again.
特别高兴看见大又一次看到大家。
I pray that God has continued to build and to bless this church.
我祷告让主继续的来祝福我们的教会。
And thank you again for inviting me to come and to worship with you today.
谢谢大家再次邀请我和弟兄姊妹一起的来敬拜。
I also want to thank you, brother, for your introduction.
谢谢我们领会的弟兄给我的介绍。
It makes my job much easier today.
使我的工作也换简单化了。
Let me pray for us again, and we'll look at God's word together.
我们再有点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我们感谢你今天赐给我们。
We ask, O God, that you would speak.
我们求你来说话。
And like our brother prayed, that our hearts would be like fertile soil.
像我们弟兄祷告的，我们的心成为好土。
That our hearts be ready to receive your word.
我们的心可以预备好来接受你的话。
God, would you open up our ears to hear you?
你可以打开我们的耳朵，能听见你。
Would you open up our eyes to see you more?
能够打开我们的心，可以能看到你。
And would you open up our hearts and minds so that we may know you more?
使得我们的心和我们的心思都能够被打开，可以更多的认识你。
We know God without you and your help, Lord, we cannot know you.
我们没有你来帮助，我们没有办法来认识。
So we invite you to come and that you would minister to us today.
我们求你到我们当中来向我们来施恩。
Build us up for the glory of your name.
也我们奉你的为你的名而求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的荣耀的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me introduce really quickly why we are studying the passage we are today.
我来讲一下为什么今天来学今天的这节经节。
Back at the beginning of this year, I did an exercise with the English ministry of my church, EBCC and TNET.
在我的聚会那里，在今年初的时候，我们有一个学习。
And I had everybody break up into smaller groups.
我们有分开小组。
And I encouraged them to have discussions with each other.
我让大家鼓励大家能够一起有讨论。
And I encouraged them to talk about amongst themselves what questions have you always had about God in the Bible.
我就说你在讨论神的时候到底有什么问题。
And I handed out pen and paper and I told them write down your top two.
就把纸和笔给大家让他们写出最重的两条。
And then I collected it from each group.
并且把这些从每一个组来收集上来。
And the suggestions were very, very interesting.
这些的回答呢都非常有趣。
From when did dinosaurs live?
有些是说到这个恐龙在哪里在什么时间居住。
To the role of women in the world and the role of women in the church.
在教会当中世界上这个妇女到底是怎样的地位。
But the topic that came up the most was the book of Revelation.
但是最多提到的这些问题的圣经是《启示录》。
And as it's a very challenging book, a very difficult book, this didn't surprise me.
这是一本非常有挑战的并且难读的书我没有什么觉得惊讶。
I'm sure that some of us here today might have questions about the book as well.
我相信大家在我们在座的也有对这卷书的问题。
Of course, we can't cover the entire book today. It's a very lengthy book.
当然我们今天不可能整个的这卷书都查到。
So as we start off, I'll just give us three things to keep in mind.
在我们开始的时候，我们有三件事来做。
The first one is that it's the book of Revelation, not Revelations with an S.
这个启示录呢是单数的在英文中。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
The second thing is that, as our brother mentioned, it is written by the Apostle John around 95 A.D.
这卷书呢是在使徒约翰在主后95年写的。
The Apostle John was one of Jesus' inner three disciples.
这个使徒约翰呢是主最亲近的三个门徒之一。
And it was written during a time when the church was being persecuted against heavily.
这个是在教会逼迫的时候最厉害的时候使徒约翰所写。
And so the Apostle John is actually writing this book.While he's exiled on the island of Patmos.
是当他被流放到巴莫海岛的时候写成。
And the last thing is, number three, is that Revelation is all about Jesus Christ.
启示录第三点就是说都是关于主耶稣的。
How he wins and how he has already won with his victory upon the cross.
他在十字架上如何来胜过一切。
John sees an amazing vision of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1, and then he receives seven letters.
约翰就在第一章的时候看到这个主耶稣的异象啊，并且拿得到了七封的书信。
And these seven letters with special messages are written to seven churches.
这七封书信就是对七个教会的信息。
But they're not written, of course, by any normal person. They are written by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
这不是一个正常人写的，而是主耶稣自己所写。
Seven letters for seven churches.
七封书信给七个教会。
In the Old Testament, the number seven is a very important one.
在旧约中，七是个很重要的字。
The number seven is used to denote fullness and thoroughness and completeness, perfection.
七是代表在旧约中代表着非常完全、完美的一个数字。
So when Jesus is addressing these seven churches in Asia, they represent the entire church, the whole church.
耶稣当他写这个给亚细亚的七个教会的时候，他是代表着这七。所有的教会
It is the church universal, the full and complete church.
是整个宇宙啊，所有教会都包括在这七个教会中。
And this includes all believers throughout the earth and throughout history, including ourselves here today.
是包括着历史历代的圣徒，包括我们今天所做的在这里的圣徒。
So when we read these seven letters to these seven churches, we should really pay attention because they are written to us, the people of God.
所以当我们读了七封书信的时候，我们要想到这些七封书信也是对针对我们所写。
As a brother mentioned, we'll be looking at the last of the seven letters, probably the most well-known letter.
我们会读到像弟兄刚才提到的第七封书信的第七封书信，也是大家最熟悉的可能。
So today, let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22.
所以今天我们来读启示录三章的十四节开始。
I'll read it first in English, and then brother, if you'll read it in Chinese.
我先读英文，我们弟兄会用中文来读出。
This is the word of God. It says, To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing.But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so that you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
下面是神的话，第十四节。你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那位阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水。也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那贫困苦可怜、贫穷瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞辱不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
For our English ministry at my church, we have a monthly small group that meets for families.
我们有一个在我们聚会中有一个说英文的聚会，每周我们在为了家庭在聚在一起。
It's mostly young parents with young children.
是比较年轻的弟兄姊妹和他们的孩子们，年轻的孩子。
And a couple months ago, I gave the group homework.
我们几个月之前，我们给他一些的作业。
Everyone had to write and give a letter to his or her spouse.
就每个人写一个给他的配偶写封信
，to love and to encourage his or her spouse，
来爱和鼓励他的配偶。
And especially for those of us who've been married for a while, myself, I've been married this year will be 12 years.
特别是对那些已经结婚有段时间的，像我自己有12年的经历。
And for those of us who are busy just raising kids, it's not easy for us, and it's been a long time since we did anything that was kind of thoughtful or romantic.
是像我们这些在常常忙碌当中的，有时候就不会做一些特别有情感、非常想的、有好的想法的这些事情。
So for that month, everybody had to do it, and then we were going to come back the following month when we gathered together and share how it went.
所以我们一个月要这样做，然后下个月我们会在一起交通这样的经历。
And everybody shared that when they were writing their letter, it was a little awkward at first, but then it got better as they went along.
有很多人就承认，开始写的时候是有点的觉得好像窘迫，但是慢慢的会越来越舒服。
And everybody mentioned how they enjoyed it and they were glad that they had to do it.
每个人都说他们非常最后非常的享受，而且愿意再继续这样做。
Some of the people in the group really went all out for this exercise.
有些人呢，他是直接把这个事情做得非常完全。
One wife went online and bought special stationery for her husband.
有一个妻子呢，就到在这个通过网络订了一些的这些用具。
She wrote this beautiful letter, then sprayed it with her perfume and sealed it.
她就写了个非常漂亮的信，而且把香水撒在其上。
Another couple, they traded letters right before the wife was going on a trip on a plane.
有一个呢，就把跟他妻子要出去度假的时候，给他这个礼物。
And so they said, read it when you're on the plane, and I'll read it right as you're on the plane too.
你在飞机上的时候再打开看，我也这样。
But the person who won, who was the most impressive, was one husband who actually wrote a poem for his wife.
其中最使人觉得有印象的，就是有一个丈夫给他的妻子写了一首诗。
For our young people here today, there used to be something called letters, and there used to be something called writing.
有些我们知道有些区别，就是到底是写信呢，还是写作。
We used to write with not our fingers like this.
我们常常是会用笔写啊，而不是来这样写。
And when you write a letter, of course, it's very important how you address the person to whom you are writing.
我们写的时候呢，非常重要，到底给谁写。
You might say something like, to my only love, or my baby, or my darling.
可能说是给我的唯一的爱，或是我的亲爱的，或者我的女儿。
Of course, too, it's very important how you refer to yourself as you close the letter.
而且最后的时候，你怎么说你自己也很重要。
In the same way, the names and the titles that Jesus uses in these seven letters is very important.
所以同样的，耶稣写这七封书信的时候，开头结尾也非常重要。
And the names and the titles that Jesus specifically uses will help us to interpret each of the letters.
这些提到的名字就会帮助我们来解释这整篇的这个信。
They're actually the key to deciphering his message to in each of the seven letters.
也特别帮助我们能解读这些信中的信息。
So we see in this letter to the church in Laodicea, Jesus starts off by introducing himself as the faithful and true witness.
所以在老底嘉这封书信中，他一开始把自己介绍就是诚信真实见证的。
So being a witness to other people is going to be one of the major themes that Christ is going to address in this letter.
所以对于外人怎样来做诚信真实的见证，是耶稣在这封信中要做的。
Now, if you study the seven letters, we see there's actually a pattern that occurs.
在这些信中呢，有一个的规律。
Jesus introduces himself with a particular name or title.
主耶稣总是来把自己介绍给他们的，有一个这样的名称。
Then he commends the church for anything that they were doing well.
并且他来鼓励这些教会所做的好的地方。
And then he addresses the issues that he sees that he has with them.
然后他就会把这个教会的问题摆出来。
Even in some of the churches where they were told that they were dead or weak, there was at least something good in each church.
有些教会甚至他是在死的境界中，但是呢，主还是把一些好的地方提出来。
And Jesus commends at least a small group of believers, what we call a remnant, for their faithfulness to God.
主也特别把那些少数的渔民能够提出来鼓励。
In this specific letter to the church of Laodicea, there is no commendation in any way.
在这里好像没有提到特别的激励。
There is no faithful remnant of God's people here either.
好像没有提到那些非常忠心的那些的渔民。
And this just shows us just how bad their spiritual condition was.
这是显明老底嘉教会的光景是非常差的。
Many pastors and scholars believe that the church in Laodicea was in the worst shape of all seven churches.
圣经的学者认为老底嘉是这七个教会中就属灵光景最差的。
And what's even more scary and alarming is that many of these same pastors and scholars believe that the modern day church here in the United States is actually the church in Laodicea.
但是很多的圣经的学者认为现在当今的教会的光景正是老底嘉教会的光景。
So let's take a look a little bit as to what the church in Laodicea was really like.
我们来看一下这个老底嘉教会到底怎样。
Look again at verses 15 through 16 with me.
在十五、十六节中这样讲。
Jesus says there, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Now when we read these verses, people a lot of times assume that hot is good and cold is bad.
我们读的时候，很多人认为呢，这个热是好的，冷是不好的。
And so the conclusion that they have is that we need to be hot, hot for God.
所以有些人就下结论说，我们应该像神一样热心热。
That we need to have more heat, more passion in our relationship with Jesus.
应该和主的关系是热的，是非常激进的。
And I'm not saying that this is not important because passion and love and devotion is very important in any relationship.
不是说这是错的，因为这个对于神的这个特别的情感，非常的热衷是好的。
But if we look very carefully in these verses, it's not what it's saying.
但是这个圣经并不是这样讲。
Because if we look and examine the passage very carefully, we see that Jesus says, I wish you were either hot, and I wish that you were either cold.
但是因为圣经这里讲到，主说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So it is not that hot is good and cold is bad.
并不是说冷不好，热好。
We see actually that Jesus say that both hot and cold are both good.
是讲到冷、热单方面都是好的。
The issue is actually that the people are neither hot nor cold, but they are lukewarm.
这个问题是在于他们既不冷也不热，是温水。
The historical context will help us to understand what Jesus is saying here.
这里有一点的历史的背景。
Laodicea was a particular city, was surrounded by two other cities.
这个老底嘉所在的这个城市是有两个另一个两外城市所围绕。
Laodicea was here, Hierapolis was to the north.
在北边有一座城市。
Colossae was to the southeast.
哥罗西这个城市在西南边。
And Hierapolis, the city to the north, was famous for having these amazing hot springs.
北边的城市呢是非常有名，有一些温泉在其中。
There are writings that tell us that the sick would travel great distances to go and to bathe and to receive healing from these hot springs.
所以好多人就来长途旅程到这个北边的城市来做温泉，来治愈各种疾病。
It's like in Bergen County where I'm from, everybody goes to this place called King Sauna to go and to sit in hot water to feel better.
我住的那个城市呢，有一个特别有一个桑拿浴的地方，好多人都进去来做这个桑拿浴。
So that was Hierapolis having these hot springs of water.
这是北边那个城市。
Colossae again was to the southeast.
哥罗西是在西南边另一座城市。
And they were known for having these amazing cold mountain streams of water.
它那确实有非常冷的那个泉水。
And as a result, they had this clean, clear, refreshing drinking water.
有那个非常好的，使人非常精神苏醒的这个冷的泉水。
It was like Poland Spring.
像我所喝的这个泉水一样。
No, that's refreshing. Okay.
这也非常好。
So Laodicea is stuck right in the middle of these two other cities here.
老底嘉这个城市就在这两座城市之间。
And they did not have their own water supply.
他们没有自己的泉水的供应。
So what they had to do is they had to build pipes to both of the neighboring cities, Hierapolis and Colossae.
他们就有这个一些管道从另外两外城市来把水引进来。
But by the time the hot water from Hierapolis would come, it would turn cold.
在北边的这个管道过来的时候，原来是热的水，到他这里已经凉下来。
And the cold, refreshing water from Colossae would turn warm.
西南边的这个哥罗西城市的水上来以后， 从冷就变成了热水。
And as a result, the water in Laodicea was always right in the middle. It was lukewarm.
所以老底家这个城市得到的水就是温水，既不冷也不热。
But this was not just an issue of temperature.
这不光是一个温度的问题。
We're told that because the water was lukewarm, it was very, very dirty.
是因为它是温水，所以它是很脏的。
It was very unclean. It would cause nausea amongst the people.
是不干净的，所以喝了以后会呕吐。
And nobody would drink their own water in Laodicea.
在老底家，他们不喝他们自己的水。
Because every time they would drink their water, it would cause them to gag and to throw up.
每一次他们喝这种水的时候，就会呕吐，就会吐出来。
So what Jesus is doing here in these verses is he's saying you as the church, you are just like your own water.
所以这里主好像是在说你就像你那里水一样。
In terms of how you are as a witness for me, you are lukewarm.
你对我的见证就是温水一样。
And you now are completely useless to me.
所以你对我没有用处。
They have now become water that has no purpose.
你成为这个水是没有目的的水。
A water that only causes other people to get sick.
这个水使得其他的人喝的是人生病的。
And because them as the church they are like this, Jesus wants to do with them the same thing that they would do with their own water.
这个就是他们对待主一样，是对待水一样。
Jesus says, "I want to spit you out of my mouth so that you will get far away from me."
所以主就说我要从我的口中把你吐出去。
It's very similar to what Jesus teaches in the Sermon on the Mount.
就像在登山宝训中主所教导的。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus there talks about what we as the people of God are called to be like.
在马太福音五章的十三十五节这里，主耶稣在登山宝训中这样教训人。
He calls us to be the salt of the earth.
是做世上的盐。
But we cannot be salt that has lost its saltiness.
但是若是我们失去盐味，怎么能成为盐呢？
And he says that salt that's lost its saltiness is not useful for anything and just needs to be thrown away.
这个盐失去盐味，只能被丢在一边，没有用处。
And he says that we are called to be the light of the world.
他说我们要成为世上的光。
But a light is not meant to be hidden under a bowl. It's meant to be put on a stand and give light to everyone in the world.
这个世上的光不是隐藏的，而是要照在山上。
He says there, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
这里说的是你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们能够真实看到父。
When I read verses and passages like these, it makes me think about certain questions.
当我们读这些的圣经经文的时候，让我们想到一些事情。
It's made me think about many questions for our church up in Tinan.
也想到我们所在的聚会的情形。
And if it's okay, I would like to ask you some of the same questions that come to my mind when I look at these passages.
我也来今天若是可以的话，我也来问这些的神给我的这些的问题，先问大家。
Hypothetically speaking, what if today newer Christian fellowship disappeared?
我们设想我们纽瓦克聚会的这些消失了。
Right now at 11:36 a.m.We just disappear.
11:36, 这个聚会消失了。
No longer exists.
不再存在。
What would be different?
有什么不同吗？
What would change?
什么改变了？
Who would be affected by it?
有人受影响吗？
Would this neighboring community here in Newark be affected in any way?
在我们周遭的邻居和我们的社区有没有受到影响？
Whose lives would be changed if we were not here?
若是我们不在这里，有没有人的生命得到改变？
Would the only lives affected be our own? Because we would have to find a new church.
是不是所受到影响的只是我们自己？
These are questions we have to ask when we're called to be a living and a faithful witness for Jesus Christ.
这就是我们在读到这里讲到诚信、真实做见证的这光景的时候，我们要问我们自己的。
Because if this church or any church disappears,And it makes no effect in any other person's life, then really, respectfully saying, we have failed to be witnesses for Jesus Christ.
因为我们若是消失在所有其他的人中没有任何影响的话，那我们就失败了在对神见证上，我们失败了。
And we're like salt that no longer is salty.
就像盐失去了盐味。
We're like a light that stays hidden.
就像光被遮掩。
And we're like water that is useless and lukewarm.
就像水已经无用啊，成为那个温水，不冷不热。
If this is true, then we're told that Jesus, he wants to spit us out of his mouth.
若是这是真的话呢，主说要从他口中把我们吐出去。
Let's go on in our passage. Let's look at verses 17 through 19.
我们再读十七到十九节。
We read there, Jesus says, "You say I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, white clothes to wear so you can cover up your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent."
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、吃身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Again, the background information history will tell us more about what Jesus is addressing here.
所以这里也同样的有历史的背景在这里。
Laodicea back then was a very, very rich city.
老底加这个地方的城市当时是非常富足的。
They were known for their financial district having big banks.
他那边的这个有金融的中心，有很多的银行。
They had these famous black sheep that gave them very fancy wool that they would use to make expensive clothes.
他有很多的这个可以织成非常宝贵的衣服的这些的羊毛之类的东西。
And all the Asian parents would want all their children to go to Laodicea University because they had a medical school.
很多那个地方的父母亲愿意他的孩子到老底家的城市的大学上学。
And they were very famous for having invented, discovering an eye medicine that was used all around that region.
在那个时候的对眼睛的治疗的药是在那个城市发明。
And so because of this, the people of Laodicea, they were very, very content and happy with themselves.
所以老底加这个城市对自己就非常的满足自足。
And they thought they were doing well spiritually as well.
他们觉得自己在属灵上也是一样。
It's the mentality that I am spiritually okay because God has blessed me physically.
因为我们在神给我们地上的祝福，我们就觉得在属灵上也受到祝福。
Because God has blessed me with material possessions, He is good with me.
因为神在物质上祝福了我他也神是对我是好的。
And in our passage here, we see one of the statements that the people in the city and in the church would say about themselves.
这里就提到当时的人对自己的评价。
How are you doing? People would ask.
人就会问你们怎么样啊？
The response from the Laodiceans was this.
老底家人们的回答是这样的。
I'm rich, I am wealthy, and do not need a thing.
我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Can you imagine if that was the response you would give when people asked you how you were doing?
你能想象，若是人们问你做的怎么样的时候，你这么回答会有什么反应
？Good morning, how are you today?
早晨好，你怎么样今天
？I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and I do not need anything.
你说我是富足，已经发了财一样都不缺。
How about you? How are you doing?
你怎么样啊
？I also am rich, I am wealthy.And do not need a thing.
我也富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
Oh, you must be from Laodicea.
你一定是从老底家来的。
But again, the question to ask is this what Jesus thinks of the people?
这是不是主所期待的
？Is this his evaluation of them?
是神主对他们的评价吗
？Again, as we read, nothing could be further from the truth.
在当我们读的时候，我们就发现和事实的本相正相反。
Because the Laodiceans believe that I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing.
老底家自己认为富足发财，并且一样不缺。
But Jesus declares, in my eyes, you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
耶稣却宣称，在我的眼中，你们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You think you're rich because you have these banks and all this money? Before me, you are poor.
你认为你有这些银行，有这些钱就富足了，但是你是贫穷的。
You're so happy because you have this medical school and you develop this eye medicine, which helps people to see. Before me, you are blind.
你觉得你在这里研究 眼药能够治人的眼睛，觉得好像是很骄傲，但是在我眼中你是瞎眼的。
You're so happy because you have this black sheep clothing that makes you feel fancy, but before me you are naked.
你好像觉得你有这个贵重的衣服能穿在身上，但是在我眼中你是赤身的。
Why is this Jesus' assessment of the people?
为什么主是这样评价他们呢？
Because they've compromised their faith.
因为他们在他的这个信仰上是有这个是不能够中医的。
Compromise and not compromising our faith is one of the key messages throughout the book of Revelation.
在我们信上，我们不能够妥协。
He is faulting this church because they have given in to the pressures of society.
这个教会是整个的周遭的社会的压力让他们妥协了。
Just wanting to fit in.
只是想这个世界上能够使这个世界同流合污。
Especially because in fitting in, it would help them socially and financially.
因为这个和世界同流合污，就使得我们在社会上和在这个财富上能够增加。
But this is a question that each of us needs to consider and wrestle with.
这个是我们每个人都应该面对的问题。
Do we care about what others say and think about us, or do we care about what Jesus says and thinks about us?
我们到底是强调这些周遭的人对我们的评价，还是耶稣基督对我们的评价？
The answer to this question in many ways will help us to know whether or not we are compromising our faith and whether or not we are being true and faithful witnesses for Jesus Christ.
我们对这个问题的回答就来告诉我们到底是我们是不是在信仰上我们妥协了。
I mentioned before that many pastors and scholars believe that the church in Laodicea is the modern day church here in America.
圣经许多的学者认为这个老底嘉就代表着当今美国的教会的现状。
That we have become the lukewarm church.
我们成为那个不冷不热的教会。
Studies show that there are approximately 340 to 350,000 churches here in the United States.
有在在这个美国有700多座教会。
We now possess so many resources.
我们有很多的这些不同的这些资源。
I read in one book that told us that if we added up the wealth of all the Christians in America, our total income here would be $5.2 trillion.
我们要是把所有这些教会有大概有34万的教会在美国，它加在一起有5.2亿。
That's $5,000 billion. Let that sink in. $5,000 billion.
是5,000亿。
In so many ways, thank you. I don't know what you said, but in many ways, we are so rich.
50,000,000,000的钱，所以我们非常的富有。
We have acquired much wealth.
我们有很多的钱财。
In so many ways, our goal is so that we'll come to a place where we don't need anything anymore.
我们觉得我们不需要任何其他的。
Where we will be independent and self-sufficient.
我们可以自己独立也可以自给自足。
We have to ask, is this a good thing?
我们要问这是不是正确的。
And what does God think about this?
主怎么认为？
Because God, He looks at us and He says, spiritually speaking,We are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked, like the church in Laodicea.
因为主对这样的事情的评价是我们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Going along the medical school kind of theme, Jesus is like a master doctor.
好像我们要用这个医学的主耶稣好像是那个非常有名的医生。
And in our passage here, he gives us his diagnosis and his treatment.
在这里，主就给我们诊断。
He tells the church in Laodicea to come to him and to buy gold refined in the fire and to wear white clothes.
这里呢，主就来告诉他们要来买火炼的金子和买白衣穿上。
The key concept here is the word holiness.
这里面的重要的一个事情就是我们的圣洁。
Can you repeat that with me? Holiness.
圣洁。
One more time. Holiness.
圣洁。
To be holy literally means to be set apart.
圣洁就是分别出来。
To be set apart from anything that is evil or wicked or impure and not pleasing to God.
把从一切恶不讨神喜悦的事情中分别出来。
Jesus is calling his people to separate themselves from this idolatrous culture and society around us.
主耶稣就呼召我们从这一个充满淫乱的拜偶像的环境中被分别出来。
Because if we don't separate ourselves, if we don't become holy, then we will become stained and defiled and dirty.
如果是我们不成为这个圣洁，被分别出来，我们就会被污染，不圣洁。
The call of holiness is a call to be different, to be distinct from the rest of the world.
成为圣洁就是要不同，和世界不同。
And it's a call for us in holiness to belong to God completely.
成为圣洁就是完全属于神。
I was a kind of typical Asian kid growing up in the United States.
我在美国成长起来，像一个非常典型的一个亚洲的孩子。
Started playing piano and violin when I was about 4 years old.
四岁的时候我就开始弹琴，弹提琴，小提琴，拉小提琴。
And I did a lot with music growing up.
我做了很多音乐方面的成长的过程中。
When I was 13, I wanted to learn how to play guitar.
在13岁的时候我就想来弹吉他。
Because I saw that girls like guys who sang and played guitar.
我看到好多的非常的有名的人都是用吉他来表达。
So, it works. No, no, that's not the point. So since then I've been singing and playing music at church since I was young.
在我很年轻的时候，我就可以在教会里面来做一些音乐来服侍。
It does work. That's how I got my wife, but that's a separate point.
我和我太太认识也是因为这个。
When I was in college, there was a very popular praise song.
在我上大学的时候，有一个非常有名的一个敬拜的诗歌。
It was a pretty song. It had great harmonies to it.
有个很好的旋律，也非常美的音乐。
And it was a song called Refiner's Fire.
是讲到这个炉子里的火。
Does anybody know this song? It's an old song. Okay, a few people know this song.
有几个人知道这个炉子里的火。
The lyrics go like this.
这个词是这样说的。
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver.
来洁净我的心，使我能够成为像金子一样，银子一样。
Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold.
把我的心炼就成为纯金一样。
The chorus goes, "Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy."
这副歌就是说，这个炉子把我的心炼的圣洁。
Set apart for you, Lord, and I choose to be holy.
把我分别出来，归于你，让我成为圣洁。
Set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
把我分别出来，为着我的主使我能够来成就你自己的旨意。
This song is based upon where Jesus calls us to buy gold refined in the fire.
这里面好像就是和我们刚才读到这个主说让我们要买火炼的金子相符的。
When we think about fire, we think again about heat and how we need to be hot for God.
我们常常想到火的时候，就讲到这个热为神发热心。
How we need to have a lot of passion and excitement for God.
对神有这个非常炽热的情感。
And again, these things are important, but this is not really what fire means in the Bible.
这也是重要的，但是这不是圣经这里提到的这个火炼。
Fire means something a little bit deeper.
火更在这里更深一步。
Because fire in the scriptures is almost always used as a reference to God cleansing us, purifying us.
因为在圣经中提到火的时候，常常是讲到我们被炼净、被神所熬炼的过程。
God burning away the aspects of our hearts and lives that are not pleasing to Him.
把我们里面的杂质、不属于他的都烧掉。
Back then, the way that they would purify gold or silver was by throwing it into the fire.
很多时候，那个时候炼金、炼银都是把它扔到火中。
They would burn the metal.
把这个金属在火中烧。
And it would melt.
这个金属就会融化
and the impurities would rise to the top.
这些没有的杂质就会到了上面
and then the refiner would take away the impurities.
这些炼金炼银的就把上面的这些杂质去掉
and then he would let it cool.
让它这个来冷却
and then he would take it again and throw it into the fire.
然后把它再扔到火里去
and it would melt down again.
再来融化
and the impurities would rise to the top.
这些杂质又有一些的杂质上来
But it was less this time.
这次就少一些
And then he would take that out.
又把杂质去除
And then he would cool it again.
然后再冷却。
And then he would throw it again into the fire.
再把冷却的这个金属扔到火中。
And it was this process of burning and cooling and burning and cooling to make it into pure gold.
这就是一个烧然后冷却烧冷却的整个的一个炼金的过程。
And how would the person know the gold was completely pure?
你怎么知道这个金子是纯洁？
The refiner would look down into the gold, and when it would show a perfect reflection back, he would then know it was pure.
这个炼金的就看这个金子的情形，若是有一个非常好的这个反射，就说明金子纯净了。
This is what Jesus is calling his people to do in this letter with his special message.
这里耶稣也是呼召他们，他的儿女也是这样做。
And this is his calling to each of us here today as well.
也是对我们今天的呼召。
He wants us to be put through the fire.So that we will be cleansed and purified.
他让我们经过火被炼净。
So that we will show a perfect reflection, that we will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
让我们能够成为耶稣基督形象的这样的表现。
And the question for us is, do you want this?
这个问题就是你要不要这样做？
Are you willing to go through this?
你要不要经过这个火炼？
Because it's the question of, are you willing to go through the pain and the sacrifice of God's fire?
问题是你要不要经过神给你预备的这个痛苦的火炼的过程
Because in many ways it's much easier to ignore this.
因为很多时候我们要是不这样做更容易
To ignore our sin and just to say, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, and I don't need anything.
我们更容易忽略我们的罪说我是富有发了财一样也不缺
And we can say, God, I'm good.
我说主啊我是好的
You stay over there, I'll call you when I need something.
你在那边啊，我有需要我再叫你。
For a lot of us, this is our attitude.
很多人我们是这样的态度。
Or our attitude can be, God, would you send down your holy fire into my life?
或者是我们的态度是，主啊，你把火降下。
Would you make me more like you?
把我磨练得像更像你一样。
Even if it means everything or so many things in my life God needs to change, God, would you send your holy fire into my life?
甚至这意味着我的生活要各个方面都需要改变，我仍然愿意接受这样的试炼。
If it means God that what I'm studying in college that needs to change, God allow it to happen.
若是其实我在学校中上学要改变，我也愿意。
If God my job or my career direction needs to change, allow it to happen.
若是我的工作也需要因为这个来改变，我也愿意。
Or God, in these relationships or these friendships I've had, if they need to be let go, God, allow it to happen.
若是这意味着我的各种的关系，人际关系都需要改变，我也愿意来。
And of course, God, the certain patterns of sin and certain habits I'm engaged in that are not pleasing to you, God, would you burn them away?
你也借着这些火炼，那把我们身上一切的这些罪，这些一些的模式都完全都打碎。
Let's address the question of how, and then we'll close quickly.
我们来继续谈到这个如何，然后我们来结束。
How can we seek holiness and choose to buy gold refined in the fire?
我们怎么能够来拣选买火炼的金子呢
？How can we repent and stop being lukewarm?
能够如何来悔改，能够停止我们这个不冷不热的光景
？How can we start fulfilling God's calling to us to be faithful and true witnesses?
如何能够成为神这样好的忠心的见证
？The answer to all of these is verse 20.
这个的答案是在第二十节。
In verse 20, Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me."
看哪、啊，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
In this verse, in the English, I'm going to call these, we have three I's, three things that start with the letter I.
这里有三件事情是用这个字母 I 来开始。
The first I is indictment. It's an accusation.
第一个是好像是来斥责。
The second I is image.
第二个是这个形象。
And the third I is invitation.
第三个就是来邀请。
First we see, here in verse 20,So often used in evangelism and outreach, first and foremost, an indictment against this church in Laodicea.
第一个的爱呢，在英文中，我们弟兄提到的就是对这个老底家的一个斥责。
Because we see here in the midst of them doing church and living their quote-unquote Christian lives, they did it without Jesus.
因为他们做这一切都是离开了主耶稣所做的。
Because Jesus is on the outside of the church, knocking, trying to get back in.
因为主在门外叩门，在聚会的外面。
They chose to leave Jesus on the outside.
他们把主扔到了外边。
And they say, Jesus, this church thing, we don't need your help.
所以说，主，你我们这个教会不需要你。
We don't need your help in our spiritual lives.
我们不需要你在我们的属灵的生活中。
We don't need you, Jesus.
我们不需要你，主。
Stay on the outside. Stay far away.
主耶稣，在外面吧，不要离得远远的。
Because again, we're rich and wealthy and don't need anything.
因为我们富足，发了财，并且一样也不缺。
But this also being an indictment, it also gives us a beautiful picture and image of Jesus Christ.
不仅是一个对我们的对这个老底家的一个斥责，更是一个好像图画，美好的图画。
Because though the people have ignored him, they pushed him away.
虽然人把他拒绝，把主耶稣拒绝之外
，Jesus doesn't just walk away. No, he's still there.
主耶稣没有就走开啊，他仍然在那儿。
And he's patient with his people.
他对他的儿女们，他对他的百姓非常的这个耐心。
And he's there, full of mercy and grace and forgiveness for his people.
他充满怜悯恩典，那对他儿女的爱。
And he's patiently standing and waiting and knocking, calling out to his church to let him back in.
他非常耐心的在门外站着叩门。
And with this image, we also see Jesus' invitation.
第三个爱就是说的这个英文的字是这个邀请。
It's an invitation for them to open the doors and to let him back in.
是让他们对于主来发出邀请，把主邀请到他们当中。
For Jesus to come back into the church, but also into their own hearts and lives.
不光是把主邀请到聚会当中、教会当中，也邀请到他们的心中。
And it's an invitation to have a renewed relationship with Jesus.
是对于主邀请他来到和我们跟一个重新的开始的关系。
To have personal fellowship with Him, to dine with Him.
和他有一个非常亲密的个人的一起坐席的这样的一个关系。
There's something very, very intimate and personal that happens when you eat with a person together.
你要和一个人一起吃饭是一个非常亲密的关系。
There's a reason why they always talk about how families need to eat their meals together.
这就为什么一家人应该在一起吃饭。
There's a reason why on dates you eat with the other person.
所以你在和别人约会的时候，你要一起和他吃饭。
There's something deep and rich and close that happens when you eat together.
当你和人吃饭的时候，有一个非常亲密的深的关系。
And this is the invitation that Jesus is calling his people to have.
这就是主耶稣向他的百姓所发出的邀请。
Have a new relationship with me once again.
有一个非常重新更新的关系。
And not one that's far away, but one that is so close, so personal with me.
不是一个很疏远的关系，而是一个非常亲近的关系。
I'll close with this for today.
我来这样结束。
Some of the young people will understand this. The older people, I will explain.
有些年轻人会了解，但是年长一些的不一定。我会解释。
About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something went crazy throughout the United States.
三四周之前，有一件事情非常特别的事情发生。
It was something called Yanny versus Laurel.
有一个两个人，一个是 Yanny， 一个是 Laura。
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, what happened was there was somebody who went to a website, vocabulary.com.
有一个人因为什么发生的？因为有一个人到了一个这个网站，他就做了些事情。
And if you look up the word Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, you can actually press to listen to somebody pronouncing the word.
你可以进到那个这个字典中。打进这个字来，他就会把这个字的发音告诉你。
And some people they hear the word Laurel, but other people when they hear it, they hear the word Yanny.
有些人听的是这个 Laura 这个词，有些人就是听的是 Yanny.
And people were really passionate about it for a couple of weeks.
好几周大家都很热烈的讨论。
And there's videos of people going to celebrities and asking them to listen to it and to say what they heard as well.
甚至有人请名人来，也一起来到这个网站来这个寻求。
But everybody was very split and divided on this issue.
但这个呢是大家非常有不同的意见。
I heard Laurel.
我进去的时候听的是 Laura.
And I was correct.
我是正确的。
moving on. But in the same way, whether we recognize it or not, we're just as split and divided when it comes to our passage today.
但是另一些人确实不一样，就像我们所今天所学的。
Because for some of us here, later today and in the weeks ahead, we'll forget this message.
因为很多人这个周以后或再晚一些的时候，我们就会忘记这个信息。
And our mindset and our attitude will be, oh, thanks for sharing these things.
我们可能就这个态度就是谢谢你来分享。
It was interesting.
这是非常有趣的。
I didn't know about the thing about the water.
我还真以前没有听说这个水的事情。
I didn't know about the thing about the fire.
也没有听说这个火的事情。
I appreciate it.
我非常感谢你。
But I'm okay.
我可以。
And I'm too busy.
我太忙了。
And I don't need to change.
我不想改变。
And I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing in my life.
我要持续地做我现在做的。
Because again, I'm okay.
因为我还好。
And some of us will be on this side.
我们很多人会这样。
But there's going to be others of us probably on the other side.
但有些人呢，可能是在另一边。
And I'm going to assume it's going to be a smaller group.
这可能是一个小一点的人群
maybe even just a couple or one person
可能只有我们几个人
and the Bible tells us here that we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches
圣经这里讲的我们要有耳凡有耳的就应该听 圣灵想众教会所说的话
and the people on this side will say God I do need to change
这些人呢少数的人可能就会说我主我需要改变
I need you to come into my heart and my life and into my church today.
我需要你进入我的心，也进到我的教会当中。
I haven't been a faithful, a true witness for Jesus Christ.
我没有成为那个诚信、真实为主做见证的人。
I have been compromising my faith and I have been lukewarm.
我常常在信心上有妥协，而且是又不冷热，又不冷又不热。
God, I need holiness in my life.
我需要你的圣洁。
Because when I look at my life, it's the opposite of that.
因为我看我的生命，我没有圣洁。
And some of us will also say, God, I need to have a renewed relationship with you.
有些人可能说，神啊，我需要和你有一个亲密的这个重新的关系。
So I'm going to take your invitation. I'm going to sit with you, and I'm going to go deeper with you.
所以我要接受你的邀请，来和你一起坐席。
And the question is, which side will you choose today?
今天的问题是你到底在哪一边
And of course, I pray that you will choose this second side, the latter side.
我当然祷告是你能够成为这个第二种人
So that God will awake and release something beautiful and powerful in your life.
所以使得神可以在你的生命中能够释放非常美的这样的见证
So that you will want to know him more and you will want to be used by him more in your life.
你可以对他更认识，并且被他更使用，在你的生命中。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your word.
感谢你的话。
We thank you, God, that in your word, your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为你的话说，你的道路高过我们的道路，你的意念高过我们的意念。
And we thank you that your word a lot of times is hard and challenging.
我们感谢你，你的话常常是挑战的，是不容易的。
And we need your help so desperately.
但是我们特别的需要你的帮助。
But God, you call us to walk by faith and not by sight.
主，你呼召我们要因信而行，不是因眼见。
And I ask God that you would raise up a people here, a faithful remnant here amongst your people.
主，我求你在我们当中来兴起这些渔民得胜的见证。
People who will be built up in faith, ready to be used by you as true, faithful and true witnesses.
能够在信心当中被你建立，能够成为你真实诚信的见证。
And God, I pray that you would help us to look up to you and to know you more.
我求你能够让我们能够常常定睛在你身上来认识你更多。
To look around to see this world that is so in desperate need of you.
能够看到整个的世界都在何等的需要你的你。
That we would go out and that we would shine your light in this dark world.
我们可以出去能够在这个世界上做光做盐。
And I pray that you would fill us with a boldness and a courage to go out to preach the gospel. To all people.
给我们这样的勇气能够走出去为你传讲你的福音。
People in our schools, at work, and even in our families.
在我们的学校，在我们的工作环境，在我们的家中。
I pray a prayer over the parents that they will be able to be good leaders, spiritual leaders for their families.
祷告能够使我们当中的做父母的也能够成为属灵的这样的带领人。
Raising their children in the ways and the knowledge of the Lord.
能够把孩子们能够成为带领到能够认识神的地步。
And Lord, I pray that this church would be a people who are not lukewarm, but who are ready to be used by you.
祷告这个教会不成为一个不冷不热的教会，而是能够被你大用的教会。
And you would help us to stand, to be strong in you.
能够让我们站立，能够在你面前能够能够强壮。
And we would go forth, sent by you in your power.
我们能够向前走，能够支持你的能力。
Help us to see, God, that we are never alone, for you are with us.
能帮助我们，我们不是自己，而是有你的帮助。
And in you, God, all things are possible.
在你凡事都能。
May all the glory, honor, and praise always be given to you.
让荣耀尊贵都归给你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.